The following programming is sponsored by the Fishtown Kensington Area Business Improvement District. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a pretty good episode of the classic, of the treat to your eyes and ears. We're talking about, yes, Finding in Fishtown Live here, brought to you by the fabulous Fishtown District. Really, I think for the past 15, 20, 25 years, certainly the past five, all government and nations have proclaimed it the greatest district in the world. We're just too humble to spread that. But hey, we're on talk radio. Let the rumors fly.
No, I mean, there was actually a American Airlines magazine that came out in like 2013 that I think said that.
Oh, well then, by the way, you're listening to Encyclopedia Anderson, Kay Anderson. Good morning, Kay.
Good morning, Mark.
Kay, I think that's true. There was like either the Queen of Moldavia or...
Yeah, it was us or Croatia.
Yeah, and Croatia's not known for their vacation spots.
Not at all.
No, I would not go there. Ever.
Really?
But I really don't travel anywhere, though.
I've been to Croatia. It's amazing.
Have you?
Yeah.
Why am I not surprised by that? Sugar Bear, of course, our producer. Matt, are you surprised that Kay has been to Croatia?
No, why would I be surprised?
Well, it's not like...
You thought she, like, never leave, like, Pennsylvania or something?
No, but, like, most people don't, like, they'll say, oh, guess what? I went to Spain. I went to Greece. She's going to L.A. and San Diego, places where people go.
Yeah.
Normally,
I've been to Croatia too.
No, what's that?
I've been there too.
But that was for the military, though, right?
Yeah, it was. There were yeah. It
you were there for like, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Let everyone know the good U.S. of A. is here.
Yeah.
Right. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's what.
That's what that was.
That's what I was doing. Yeah.
Anyway,
helping people get on buses.
Oh, really? Seriously?
Yeah. You were
such a gentleman.
No, that was my job. I wasn't like holding old lady's hands.
He went across the world. Madam, can I watch your step?
I worked at a bus terminal in Hungary to help people, you know, the military people take whatever to go up to Germany and Croatia, and I've been through there. So.
And by the way, never did I think when the word Croatia came up in this conversation at 8:02 in the morning here on WWDB 860, The Big Talker. And of course, if you want to be part of this conversation, if you too have been to Croatia, give us a call at 888-329-3306. That's 888-329-3306. Okay, before we get back to Croatia, where can people find out about the fabulous Fishtown District?
Well, they can always go to fishtowndistrict.com or... They can find us on Facebook, Fishtown District, or check us out on YouTube, Fishtown District.
By the way, I have to be honest with you, of all the lead-in music,
this is the best. Hands down.
We're not changing this.
No, I think we found our
We found our groove, yeah. Stella.
It fits you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it fit me?
Yeah, it fits the show.
My son now watches the show as well.
Oh, good.
And he literally...
Find it in Fishtown?
What's that?
Oh, he wants to find it.
He won't dare watch this.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant this show.
He's in school right now, but no, he watches
he
Curb. Senior year, baby. Very proud. Good morning, Jarrett. Study hard, of course. But every time he watches an episode, there will always be something that Larry David does and says. He's like, "That's just like you." Now, if you watch the show, I don't know if that's something I want to emulate per se. But yet, I'm glad that I'm making an impression on my boy.
I mean, Larry is a very successful man, if nothing else.
Yeah, but it's like, let's be honest, when you watch it, there are times, like, it's uncomfortable, the stuff that he does. Like, you know, like, I wouldn't even do that. And I'm normally quite shy, but very, you know. No, I'm kidding, of course. Let's get back to Croatia. So, Kay.
Yes.
So, was this a vacation? Was this like a trip to help?
No. It was a road trip. I was living in Hungary, studying abroad for a year.
Okay.
And some friends and I took a road trip down to Croatia for a week.
Words I've never said.
And it was really great.
Where in Hungary?
I was in Budapest.
That was a nice place.
Yeah. I lived in Pest.
Just keep going.
It was great.
If you get to a point where if you get to Florida,
you might be able to chime
in. I've been in San Diego, been there.
Okay.
Hawaii and Niagara Falls.
Never been there.
Oh, it's lovely.
I've been through San Diego, but not to San Diego.
San Diego's like perfect. It's like always 80 degrees and sunny.
That's why I'm trying to go there.
We stayed at the Hotel Del Coronado.
Okay.
Go there.
Okay.
You'll thank me. I think, so here's a little story with the, of course, nice that I turned the conversation back to me, that it was where I believe the guy who wrote The Wizard of Oz, I think that's where he wrote it.
Oh, huh.
This is an aside. And I know they filmed several movies there, like Some Like It Hot, My Blue Heaven, which is a great movie. It's just gorgeous, right over the water, very old hotel. Supposed to be something with ghosts in there.
Ooh.
And to quote Ray Parker Jr., I ain't afraid of no ghosts, so it was no problem for me, but it was awesome there.
Okay. Well, I do like really nice hotels, so I will look at that.
So when you back to Croatia, because is Croatia known like for like civil wars and things of that nature?
The whole area is, but actually, to be honest, I went to Serbia as well, and I would say that the like war history and the like attention paid to that within the larger cities is much greater in Serbia than it is in Croatia. Croatia is like very laid back, beach
interesting
oriented type of place, unless you go to the capital.
When you were there, did Sugar Bear help you on or off the bus?
No, like I said, I drove. There were no buses, and we stayed in like a villa.
No, Mark, not
legendary concierge.
I can guess she didn't drive from the United States. I know you're going to ask.
Yeah, you can just go right there, right?
Yeah.
Like a pretty quick commute.
It's the exit after Niagara Falls.
There's an Uber, I believe, that goes all the way up there, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. It's amazing I've lived my life as a hermit and somehow managed to function. But I find this fascinating. Like, know what I like? Each week we learn something. Now, today's was a little more informative as opposed to last week's cartoon bears wearing clothes arguments.
Yes.
And by the way, we've gotten more cards and letters. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
I think we should do a segment next week. Let's, Matt, put this on the agenda, or whenever we're here next. Our letters segment.
Okay.
You want to read letters that we're getting from the public.
Are they real letters, or are they...
He can't even set up a bit, can he?
I can set up a bit, but I mean... Okay, I'll do it, yeah. I'll write some letters for you.
There will be letters read. Let's put it to you that way.
Like the alphabet?
Yeah.
A,
yes.
B's.
And by the way, when you say it, you can never just go A, B, C, D. You know, you have to sing it.
Oh, of course.
A, B. Like, just like, you're too young for this, but for those in our age group, do you remember or hearing about Schoolhouse Rock? It was on Saturday mornings.
I know what Schoolhouse Rock is.
Are you sure?
Jack Black movie.
I know not the Jack Black movie. It's the cartoon that they show you in school.
Well, it was on Saturday mornings.
It's all about like prepositions.
Or just learning about things.
Yeah, the episode I saw
conjunction,
was about
junction, yeah. what's your function?
I know that one.
All right. Well, there's also a Constitution one.
I've seen that one.
And when they do the preamble, they sing it. It's We the People. And by the way, everybody my age is singing it now.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever in school you had to recite it, we all ended up singing it because that's how we learned it.
That's interesting.
It is. Isn't this interesting? Again, 888-329-3306 for these special gems. Kay,
yes.
Before we load up uni and head on over to see you, what's new? He just woke up.
I was going to say,
he's cranky in the morning.
Clearly just woke up.
Cranky in the morning.
Not too much is new with me. You know, I woke up. I'm here. I got here early this morning.
Yeah, I'm like pushing it. Like I walked
I feel
in.
I like we switched places.
7:58, you know, no show prep whatsoever. As if anybody thought that. By the by, Kay was commenting because we didn't have Julio and Joe this morning. From Bloomers in the Garden. It was, what was the show today, guys?
It was Money Talk.
Yeah, Money Chat Now. It's going to be every day at 7:30
mm-hmm.
in the morning. It's a live one, too. So.
Oh.
So mm-hmm. That'll be the new show you'll always hear.
How are Julio and Biff taking it that they've been bumped again?
That's just the replay. That's not their...
So they're okay.
Yeah, that's just the replay.
Biff gets a little moody. I don't know if you listen to the show.
Yeah, I do listen to the show, but
okay. There's no Biff.
He might get get moody because you called him Biff and not Len.
What's his name?
Len.
Right.
Whew, that's hard to remember.
I don't know why
it's
you
less
always
letters than Biff.
Yeah, Biff. When did he start going by Len?
His whole life.
When his mother gave him the name.
Does Julio know this?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think Julio, you're the last to know.
This changes the whole show.
So you guys got to meet sometime.
Next week on Find It a Fish Town Live, what happened to Biff on Bloomers in the Garden? But anyway, you liked this show, right? Kay was like telling me like she learned some stuff. A little Republican-y at times, she said.
Yeah. It was definitely, he described the show, because I heard the whole show. He described the show as a politically charged financial advice show of sorts.
Okay.
And it was exactly that. It was a politically charged financial advice show of sorts. And I could listen to the financial advice part because I enjoy talk about like futures and options and, you know, cryptocurrency. And not that I'm heavy in the investment world, but I like to hear about it and learn.
Yeah. You know, I think if anyone's listened to this show and who hasn't, we're pretty much the authority on how to spend money and how to invest it. So I'm curious to hear what they have to say. I think that's pretty interesting. I'm going to hopefully maybe show up early next time. Earlier. I was usually pretty good. Usually I'm here by 7:30.
Yeah, that's when it starts. So if you're here by then, you'll hear the whole show.
All right. What I'd like to do, if we could do this, then we really got to get over to the corner, Sugar Bear. Can we have Biff on the line next week just to let him know that we care about him?
We could try.
All right, good.
But I won't. I'll call him by his real name.
Biff.
Sure.
Right. Listen, I'm the only one that's got his back here. You guys are just moving their show and changing his name. This is very degrading for them. They've put a lot of effort into digging in the dirt and what was their thing? Their big thing? Spraying their weeds.
Yes.
Good advice. You don't hear Money Man talking about that.
I'm sure they will still bloom in their original time slot, and their replay will bloom at another time.
Yes. See how she said that to me? Reminds me again why I'm not married.
Mark is making jokes just because he's hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly what it is.
I do it. My humor comes from a place of pain, yes. And with that, and now that Uni is not just awake, but sufficiently fed, got to play the song, Matt, before we let him out of the stable. Easy boy. And of course, now we're going to mount up, no comments, and we're going to head into the happiest place on earth. And I think even Biff and Julio are going to join us, and they're going to feel better too. Talking about, of course, Kay's Corner.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? Stop what you're doing and listen.
Nobody.
Hey, listen to me now. Pay attention,
Kay's Corner.
Hold up, Uni. Oh, he just literally darted out without me. Unbelievable. So rude.
Oh, man. Uni will get it together one of these days.
He's very uncoachable.
That must be a trait of a unicorn.
You think?
You should probably just ride
a horse. They're made to feel always, they're always told how special they are. So they just act it.
They don't like to be confined in studios.
No. So it's good we let them out. But this is Kay's time now. By the way, I'm reading. Is this
then let her
to,
have her time, Mark.
To read this prescription? Someone left a prescription in there.
Yes.
For
somebody left that in there?
Occupational physical therapy.
Yes, that is wrong to read.
We got a lot going on in this studio, but you know what? We're at Kay's Corner now. I'm going to do something I rarely do and shut up.
I'll turn off your mic.
We do have a lot going on in the Fishtown District, woo-hoo! As always, though. So we had a lot of openings last week that I kind of teased, but I wanted to follow up and let you guys know that there is a grand opening celebration for Jenny's Ice Cream.
Yes.
And that is going to be on Thursday at 7 p.m. It is open to the public.
It was today.
Today's the VIP one. You're not supposed to tell people about that.
Oh, I forgot. Excuse
me. Like I said.
Excuse me.
Only VIPs no more.
That's right.
I don't know.
Thursday is the grand opening celebration for the public where you can show up and get free ice cream, and the first 50 people also get a free swag bag.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I kind of want to go again.
I think we're going to go twice.
Yeah.
We're going twice.
My stomach can take it.
Let me tell you
I've
something.
I've been practicing for this. It's the holiday season.
One word. Vanilla.
Okay.
Hope they have it. Fingers crossed.
I'm still trying to try the gingerbread and cognac flavor.
Oh, I stand corrected. That sounds awesome.
Doesn't it?
That sounds really good.
They have a bunch of like holiday flavors that actually sounded pretty amazing. So I'm very, very excited to try them.
Oh, cool. So tomorrow night.
Tomorrow
night.
For
the regular folks.
Right.
Got it.
Also in opening news, Miscellany Libri is reopening on December 3rd from 4 to 7 p.m. So this is a bookshop that specializes in rare, old and used books. They used to be located in the Reading Terminal Market for quite some time.
Years, yeah.
Yeah, and then they moved up to Fishtown just before the pandemic. And then, of course, you know, with the pandemic, they had to shut down operations. So this is their grand reopening celebration. They will feature some art by the Philly Pop-Up Co-op of artists.
Cool.
Yeah, so it should be a fun time. So come on out December 3rd from 4 to 7. Their address, I believe, is 454 East Girard. Look at me go.
Right. You got it. But did you mention Jenny's address?
I did not. Jenny's address is 1322 Frankfurt Avenue.
There you go. Two for two.
Woo. Look at me go. Look at me go. In case you were wondering, yes, I do memorize all of the addresses of all of the businesses.
That's
in
your
the
job.
Fishtown district. Ooh, I like the air horns.
What the hell?
I feel like I'm on like the Joe Budden podcast or something.
The who?
It's close.
It's fine. That's a pop culture reference that
Joe
you don't
who?
Get, Mark.
Joe Button?
Pump it up. Oh,
Button.
Okay. Button.
D's.
Yeah.
Not T's.
It's fine. It's fine, Mark. We're going to move on. Whew. I'll show you. I'll learn you a thing or two.
Is Julio and Biff on that?
No. They haven't been asked on yet. Maybe next week.
That's a shame.
But Mural City Sellers is also having a holiday market.
Very cool.
This weekend. If you missed them at our Small Business Saturday Bazaar, which they were out there, I had the hot mulled wine. It was great. But if you missed them out there.
Hot wine.
Hot wine.
That's interesting.
You've never had spiced wine?
No, ever.
Oh, that's a big thing in Eastern Europe, too. That's the first place I had it. But it's just wine with spices and...
We have more things to try in the Fishtown District, don't we?
Absolutely.
Like, I've never heard of that. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's actually very, very good. It's the only way that I drink red wine. That and sangria, but, you know.
All right. I knew there was a caveat in there somewhere.
Right, it was coming. But they are having their holiday market on December 5th from 1 to 4 p.m. If you were not aware, they are located at 2011 Amber Street. So that is just off of where Amber and Front kind of meet.
Okay.
So they're in the East Kensington neighborhood. They will have at least 7 vendors out there showcasing their wares. I checked out the vendors a little bit. They seem awesome. They're folks that I haven't seen selling at any of our events before. So I'm very curious to go check them out and see what they have to offer. But again, that's happening December 5th. That's this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m.
Cool.
Also happening this weekend, the Kensington Community Food Co-op is having their general membership meeting. So if you've ever wondered what a co-op is, what being a member of a co-op is, you can go check them out. That is going to be Saturday at 10 a.m. outside on their patio. They will have free hot chocolate as well as hot cider for anybody who comes.
I would try that. By the way, I just saw also, and I don't know if this was in the corner, so forgive me, that besides we have one of those virtual golf places opening by the Fillmore. Did you see we have another one now right off of, hold on, I'm going to get it for you.
Howard Street.
1400 North Howard, called the American Golf Drive Shack, and this is my favorite word, puttery.
Yes, so that is actually in, if I'm not mistaken, that is in the old space where Keystone Mini Golf used to be. And Keystone Mini Golf was a BYOB mini golf location that just closed during the pandemic, obviously. Unfortunately, they weren't able to come back. But I am very excited to see that another mini golf place is opening up because there is literally no mini golf here in Philadelphia.
Not at all.
So to be able to have indoor mini golf or like even an arcade situation where you can bring the kids and spend an afternoon is really, really awesome.
Because we have barcade, but you can't bring the kiddies.
Exactly. And I'm also very excited about the golf place that's opening up over at the Fillmore, which is kind of a Topgolf style.
Topgolf type, yes.
I forget what the name of it is actually called.
It's called Mark's New Hangout.
Mark and Kay will be there for most happy
See,
hours.
That's awesome. Because that, like, I would go there. Like, and as Kay knows, I don't go anywhere unless it's work-related. Like, but that seems fun.
I've been trying to go to Topgolf, and now I feel like I should just hold out. And one will be coming
to
the Fishtown District soon enough.
You know what I noticed, Kay? And it's not even just because we're in the happiest place on earth in your corner. We seem to have more openings every week that we forget sometimes that most places are not doing that now. So kudos to everybody.
Absolutely.
You know, for their investment and time in our community. It means a lot.
And I think that also speaks to some of the development that we have here in Fishtown as well. I mean, our developers know what businesses are actually looking for in a space, which makes, you know, our spaces unique here in Fishtown.
Absolutely.
And a lot easier to fill than some of the other, you know, neighborhoods in Philadelphia that are less commercially friendly.
So, you know, we get to deal with this each and every day, and it's nice to see that our vision is actually coming to fruition, and 2022 looks bright. By the way, if there's more, and let me stop you, because we could go all day in the corner, and maybe we will.
Well, and that was actually a good segue, Mark, because speaking about what we do
every
day,
Sugar Bear?
We are currently hiring.
What?
Yeah. So if you wanted to come be a part of the Fishtown District team, we do have an opportunity currently available. We are looking for a part-time corridor steward to help us out. It would be really great to find somebody who is civically involved or totally from the Fishtown community and is already, you know, volunteering by going to cleanups or servicing trash cans or on the F&A beautification committee. If it sounds like I might be describing you and you're interested in picking up a part-time job, please reach out, send us your resume and let us know. The job consists of, you know, going to trouble spots along our corridor and helping clean, as well as servicing some trash cans and being our eyes and ears out on the street as far as cleanliness and safety issues that you're experiencing on the corridor.
And that's great. And we hope to. How can people apply?
They can go to our Facebook page and check out the job listing there. They can also sign up for our newsletter. The job description will be in there. And then to actually apply, they email Mark at fishtownbid.org.
M-A-R-C, by the way.
Yes. Don't put a K in it. That's
no,
me.
Never do. Well, no. there's a cool saying in there somewhere. I'll have it for next week. But
yeah, we'll work on it.
We'd love to have you. And listen, it's very important for not just us, but all our residents, property owners, businesses, employees. We want to have a clean and safe district. And we want to go above and beyond to make sure that we're on top of. You know, listen, we have a lot of people, thousands of people coming through every day. We want to make sure that we're dealing with, you know, the trash and things, and we can be responsive. So be part of our team.
You know what? Speaking of the thousands of people that are coming through each and every day, Mark, we have another important meeting coming up all about transportation within the Fishtown District.
Very important. When will that be?
That will be on December 14th, I believe at 6.
6 to 7:30 p.m.
6 to 7:30 p.m. So that is going to be a very informative meeting, as well as include some you know, questions for the community themselves and the ability for the community to voice their concerns and give their opinions. We'll feature speakers from the PPA, SEPTA, PennDOT, Streets, and the
planning.
Bicycle Coalition, and Planning.
And OTIS, which is Office of Transportation Infrastructure Services.
Yes.
Say that three times fast.
In attendance will also be Council President Clark, as well as Representative Mary Isaacson will be in attendance.
Councilman Mark Squilla. We hope Councilwoman Maria Quinones Sanchez will be with us. You know, and it's a great point is, you know, we know. First of all, we want to make sure everybody's up to date on projects that are happening,
mm-hmm.
what's going to be coming in 2022. And certainly we want to try to find ways to deal with, you know, the increased density means less parking.
Yeah.
And we want to assure everybody you will have your chance to have your say. come in, listen, because we have a study's going to be discussed. But then you're going to have an opportunity to voice not just your support, opposition, but also ask questions.
Absolutely.
That's how we get the best information and also hopefully the best plan. So how can people find out how to participate, Kay?
So again, you can always, I recommend this to everybody, sign up for our newsletter. Go to fishtowndistrict.com, hit the sign up button, enter in your email, because all of this great information is shared each and every week with our newsletter that goes out on Fridays. But before then, you can also go to our website. The information is up there as well as on Facebook and being shared in the neighborhood Facebook groups as well.
Absolutely.
I've seen at least 2 posts with the new date. So we're trying our best to make sure that all of our residents and community members know that this meeting is here, and it's going to be a great opportunity to raise concerns and issues to some of the decision makers.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Definitely. So now, parting from all of the business stuff,
let's
talk holidays. Woo! Let's talk fun. So it is the holiday season here in Fishtown.
Always is.
And we do have a huge event coming up on December 11th, which I'm just going to tease for now because we're going to talk all about
it
the rest of our show. But in addition to the Fishtown Freeze happening on December 11th and Winter Wonderland celebration, we are having a Toys for Tots drive currently with over 23 business locations participating. So please, as you are holiday shopping, remember to pick up a couple of extra toys, new, unwrapped, and drop them off at one of the Fishtown District locations. You can find the whole list of locations on our website as well as on Facebook, Fishtown District. But it's a great way to give back this holiday season, and we'll be collecting until December 11th. So fill up those boxes.
And we're
excellent.
Thank you, Mr. Burns. And it is so gratifying to see all the businesses eager to get involved. It went so well last year, even while we were stuck in a pandemic.
Right.
And as we're going to talk about in a little bit, that day of December 11th, we're partnering with the Marines for Toys for Tots. They will be with us at the special event. We will give you more details, another tease. But it's really a great way to make sure local families have a great holiday season. So participate, check out where to go, and give until it hurts.
Absolutely. And with that, I think it's time to get into Kay's track.
Thank you.
K-Track of the week.
Word.
Yeah, so this morning I was feeling a little soulful. So I wanted to bring to you guys a track by an artist you haven't heard before. His name is Donnie Vocals, and he is from Philly. He's been performing here in Philly for quite some time now. He has a very amazing R&B voice. He does a lot of hooks for local rappers. But this song, he just released the music video, so you can find it on YouTube. The song is called Trust Issues, and it features Uptown Geo. So let's get into it.
Circle small and tight like it's supposed to be.
So that was Donnie Vocals with Trust Issues.
I like that. I like that name.
Yeah. It's a good name. It's definitely a good name.
Reminds me of, and Sugar Bear's going to get this. Who else? What nickname do you think of when you hear the word Donnie in front of it?
Donnie Osmond? Donnie and Marie?
No. See, I was thinking sports. Donnie Baseball. Who's Donnie Baseball?
Oh, you were talking about music. That's my baseball
favorite player.
Hero. Don Mattingly.
That's my man. That's my man. But it was a great. I don't think Donnie Baseball can do what Donnie's. What's his name?
Donnie Vocals.
Donnie Vocals
can
do.
Could do anything.
Well, maybe he'll sing.
We'll have him on the next K's track of the week. I'd be so excited, wouldn't it?
I would listen to it every day.
I would too.
Even if it sucks.
I want to. One day, can I be the track of the week if I do my Springsteen rendition of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town?
Are you going to sing it live in studio?
I'll sing it live in studio for you.
That's going to be great, yes.
I could find an instrumental and, yeah.
You better watch. That's the tease.
Now we know exactly what we're going to do for the entire episode between Christmas and New Year's. Karaoke.
How's this? A different Christmas song until Christmas. Okay. Maybe some Hanukkah throw because it's Hanukkah now too.
I was gonna say it is Hanukkah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta do everything.
Gotta make that treadle out of clay, baby. Mm. Why don't we take a break? Because we could play What's Mark Wearing, but I'm like rocking it. By the way, not only is this the Yankees plaid, this is just so you know, Ralph Lauren. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
Yeah, about that.
Ooh.
Somebody got an increase in his allowance.
Name brand.
That's right. But to keep it Phillies-ish, I did wear Fanatic socks. You don't like the Fanatic? How do you not like the Fanatic?
No, I love the Fanatic. But like,
I couldn't
is
find...
Is mixing teams the same as like mixing brands? Like, is that the equivalent of wearing an Adidas sweatsuit with some Nikes?
Pumas? Wear some Pumas.
Because you know you're I'm going to look at you. You know
you can't
that.
Do that?
No.
No, but I think you could do that with socks. I think you could do that too.
No.
I couldn't find my Mickey Mantle socks. That was the problem.
Okay.
I wanted, and I was like, do not think that I didn't spend at least a good half hour last night trying to find them.
But yeah, you shouldn't mix same sports. Like, you could mix, like, you could. And
you better not pout.
It could be worse.
If you got a Yankees sweatshirt on, you shouldn't wear, like, a Phillies hat or an Eagles hat. But if you got a Sixers sweatshirt on,
I did wear an
Eagles
hat though.
You can barely see that, but
exactly. It's the Peaky
you
Blinders.
You can't wear gear from two different cities at the same time.
It could be worse. He could be wearing a Mets sweatshirt and Philly socks.
Oh, never wear a Mets sweatshirt.
Yeah,
ever.
That would be weird.
Ever.
Yeah, that's
ever.
The same league. Like, division. Ugh.
They're trying to buy that division.
How about the $43 million for a season? That's what Max Scherzer got. 43 million. I want you to picture that, okay? During the break, picture that in your mind, like, to pitch. By the way, 37 years old. $43 million.
And he might...
Makes me regret not being able to hit a curveball.
And that means he'll probably only play 32 to 35 games because he's a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
He's no Donnie Baseball.
Nobody is Donnie Baseball.
By the way, should be a Hall of Famer. Isn't. Bothers me. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds to continue this wonderful rant on Finding a Fishtown Live.
It's been part of Philly for over 10 years, so Rivers Casino Philadelphia knows how you like to play. With better odds, more playtime, an upgraded rewards program, plus a state-of-the-art sports book, great restaurants, and more. Everything that real players want without the overpriced distractions. Rivers Casino Philadelphia is for those who play to win, not play to pay for some fancy new place. Rivers Casino Philadelphia, always on our game. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Disability is not inability. A person's ability may be different, but still an ability. No matter one's race or age, no matter one's physical or mental condition, we all have limitless possibilities. For more than 100 years, EasterSeals has helped the 1 in 4 people with disabilities in America live, work, learn, and play. I'm Angela Williams, CEO of EasterSeals.
For more information, visit EasterSeals.com.
I love that. You know, it's great. After all the very serious, heartbreaking public service announcements, then we just jump right back in with this peppy nonsense that we do here every day.
And that song does just like bring it back. Like it brings back the feeling every time.
Yeah, it makes you smile.
Yeah, I start bouncing like, okay, we're back.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to have that play as soon as we walk in the office.
That would actually be great. If that could just be our office doorbell. Oh, like an alarm that goes off every time anybody walks in.
If you give me a nonsensical task, I will attack it with verve. And speaking of attacking things with verve, you're back here on Find It at Fishtown Live, brought to you by the fabulous Fishtown District for all things special, fantastic, wonderful, otherworldly. Where do you find it, Kay?
You can go to fishtowndistrict.com.
How about the dramatic pause?
I like that.
You like that? Mm-hmm. But if you want to watch and see the magic that is happening, and by the way, that actually insults the word magic. Actually, no, that's not what I meant to say. Let me find out.
I was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You can go to our Facebook page, Fishtown District, or catch us on YouTube, Fishtown District.
I think I meant to say it doesn't do the word magic justice.
Justice. Yes. That's what it was. Okay.
And speaking of justice, we're going to bring on our next guest because she was really part of, well, not she really was, she was part of the beginning of starting this magical entity we call a business improvement district in Fishtown. We're, of course, talking about the lovely, talented, karma-induced Renee Gillinger of Business Corridor Solutions. See, I remember it.
See?
Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Mark and Kay. This is great. I'm having so much fun listening to you.
She's always so bubbly, isn't she?
I know.
How do you do it?
I get up really early.
That's right. Namaste to you. So before we talk, Renee, a little bit about all the exciting things we're working with you on for the holidays, this was your baby, the Fishtown Kensington area bid. You had the ups, some downs, the tents and all that went into it. What is that like for you? Because this is your job, but you invest yourself in every community you go to. What was the process like? And from now watching from afar, what do you think?
Well, first I will say that it was the baby that Kay and I made.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. We co-parented.
with a lot of help from a lot of the property owners and business owners in Fishtown who had seen really successful business improvement districts in other neighborhoods. So they had a property in a bid or they had a business in a business improvement district and they really loved the services they got and the extra street cleaning and the promotion and the marketing and all the wonderful things that you've all been talking about. It gives me such joy to hear that you're hiring and that you're doing more cleaning and have more businesses opening and just all those great things that bids do. And I had managed the East Passing Avenue Business Improvement District for 8 years and then helped form the Northern Liberties bid. And really the owner of Johnny Brenda's, Paul Kimport, he and his partner were really involved in that and said, let's do this here. So we really just talked to a lot of property owners and business owners for a long time, you know, I'd say a year before we really got into the process too much. But luckily folks saw it and they just wanted to have some, you know, great entity like the two of you and great organizers to help them. And my gosh, I think about it post-pandemic now, how fortunate everyone was for this to all work out and everyone to support it. And it's a long process. We have a lot of community engagement, a lot of meetings, a lot of surveys, a lot of feedback, building our plan, as you all know from doing this for a long time. But it's so nice to see that the community and the businesses and the owners all had you all during the pandemic. So Thank you for everything you did to keep this baby afloat.
And we got to listen. I want to thank you, and I know Kay feels the same way. And listen, I was the Johnny come lately. I was at another bid, and I was fortunate enough to come here. And just when, you know, I really got to speak with you really at the end, when it was the finishing the process of the vote time. And I can honestly say this, and I know Kay agrees, I had never met someone that was so passionate, caring, and invested. Mm-hmm. In it wasn't just, you gave me a task, I'm going to finish it. You really wanted to make this work for the community and for the people involved. And that's rare. And I know there was a lot of emotion in it for you, especially towards the end. But it's something that you should be proud of, because it wouldn't have happened without you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, show's over.
No, but that's about the people, though. You know, I've done this work for 12 years now, and I just see how much we're able to help, especially longtime business owners who've been, you know, at this for a really long time, and that's their baby. And I've just seen, you know, how much we're able to help business owners stay in business, you know, expand their businesses, grow, or even sometimes, you know, just in a trying time like the pandemic, just keep the doors open. So it really is very personal for me, but really just because I know how helpful that you all can be, and how helpful you have been. So thank you on behalf of everybody. Yeah,
this is such a love fest. We should have Renee on every week. Between the Curb Your Enthusiasm music and Renee, we're going to feel great every time we're done.
Right?
No, listen, that's why we do this show, Renee. It's about the people. Which is, listen, this job that we all do, it's not for everybody. Mm-mm. Because we invest and we care and we work with all these people that, listen, it's their livelihood that they've invested. Mm-hmm. And they've entrusted us to do it. So it really is a nice thing when you get to work with people like yourself, because that's what makes it meaningful. So, Kay, I'm going to turn it to you, because I'm accused of always hogging all of Kay's time, and she's shooting me dirty looks. Because I know we also want to talk about what's coming for on December 11th.
Exactly. So, of course, over at Fishtown Co., we love working with Renee. Renee really was the, you know, head of Fishtown Co. for such a long time that we wanted to bring her back and make sure that she could continue some of the legacy events that made Fishtown Co. really the organization that it is, and brought a lot of energy here to the Fishtown District. So with that, what better way to start than bringing back our Fishtown Freeze event, which is a neighborhood-wide
awesome
ice sculpture event on December 11th. So Renee, talk to us about the Fishtown Freeze and where you kind of got this idea for the event.
Sure thing. I'll be happy to. This event, I had something that I did down on East Passaic Avenue. Actually, Manny Young, all of us, as you all know, we all work together. Mm-hmm. And Manny Young had an event like this, and they just couldn't continue it anymore. So we moved to East Passaic, and after I left it, there's a lot that goes into it. It didn't have a home there anymore. And so the ice carver and I, we needed a new home, because we love this event so much. And we talked to the businesses in Fishtown, and they said, yes, sign us up. So the Freeze was essentially born from other events. You know, I don't want to pretend I made this up or anything like that, but we all give each other good ideas, and we work as we go. But the Freeze essentially is our very talented ice carvers. They sculpt the vision of our businesses. So that's about 24 professionally carved, personalized ice sculptures, and they are placed in front of their businesses on December 11th by noon, as long as it stays nice and cold. It looks like it will. Everything will be set up by 12 o'clock, and folks can walk around Fishtown, and we'll have them as far from the Fillmore all the way up to the Kensington Community Food Co-op, on Front Street, all the way up to Evil Genius and International Bar, on Girard, over to the Fishtown Animal Hospital. So there's a nice long outside stroll that our families can do, shopping all along the way, of course, supporting all of our nice small businesses and grabbing holiday snacks and treats and beverages along the way. And then we'll also have live carves, and those are super fun. So this year, for the first time, we'll have one at Kensington Community Food Co-op, and that will be at approximately noon. And a live carve is where the carvers actually assemble a larger sculpture, and on site, they carve it into whatever beautiful thing it will become. And it's really fun and interactive, and they spray snow on the kids, and sometimes they bring snow for the kids to throw at them while they carve. And they're very interactive and playful, and they love to interact with the kids and have, you know, fun banter and snow with them. And they don't throw ice, I promise.
I'm not going then.
Super fun family time for sure. So that'll be around 12 o'clock at Kensington Community Food Co-op. As long as the weather holds as it is right now, we'll can update all of this on the Facebook page, of course. And then we'll move on to Lutheran Settlement House at approximately 2 o'clock. And that will again be a really kid-friendly, interactive sculpture. That one will take probably 45 minutes to carve. That's a pretty big one. We'll have our next one at, I think, 3:30 p.m. around Frankfurt and Girard, location TBD today, but we'll put that up on the Facebook page. And then the piece de resistance that I've been wanting to do forever and have never successfully been able to before until Mark and Kay here were able to help organize it, is we'll have an ice bonfire to close out the night. So at the end of the Winter Wonderland at the Fillmore, which I know you'll talk about more, from 4 to 7, at 7 p.m., we will have a huge 10-foot tall ice tower and fill it up with things that burn, and it'll be set on fire. And
not people, mind you.
Not people.
Though, as Renee will attest, I did throw that idea out there a couple times. Oh, shot down every...
Only if you're on the naughty list.
Yeah, shot down every time.
Yeah, so we'll have an ice bonfire at approximately 7 o'clock, and that will be, again, at the Fillmore in the outside parking lot, and it is really cool, the fire and the ice together, and then it starts to deteriorate, and it is a super cool, fun, interesting thing you don't see every day, and it's all outside, so it is all COVID-friendly activity. Nothing that we're doing is indoors. So a wonderful day for the kids, for you. I know the Fillmore will have some warm beverages to keep you toasty while you're enjoying your nice ice bonfire, but it'll be a sight for sure.
Absolutely.
Plus Renee will be giving out hugs, as always.
I don't know if that's COVID safe.
You know,
I don't know if that's COVID safe, but I'll double mask.
So what's very cool about it, and I didn't mean to cut you off, Kay, is, you know, when we do events, I know we can't always want to play like something that's unique that no one else is doing. And mm-hmm. this is certainly unique and so perfect for the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it really achieves a lot of goals, which is most important, getting people out and about in the district and to go to see all the different places and things like that. That's why it's creating almost like a live exhibit. The district becomes its own exhibit.
Right. And I love the fact that it's also self-guided. You know, there's different, you know, times that you can hit certain businesses and see the live carves and those types of things. But outside of those scheduled live carves, the whole day is really yours to spend with your family and visit a bunch of different businesses, sit down, have a bite somewhere, grab a drink, visit the retail shops and shop for the holidays. It's really a neighborhood-wide, self-guided event where you can do what your family wants to do and participate how you want to.
And what's nice, Renee, is we it's been such an extraordinary couple of years. We forget how modified, really, Christmas celebrations were last
right.
year.
Right.
Couldn't do it. So it's nice to bring this back
mm-hmm.
when people ask about it and things like that. So as you've been doing this, how do you come up with ideas to add on, expand? We talk about the bonfire. I've never seen it. I'm looking forward to that.
Those videos were
pretty awesome.
Super cool.
Super cool. I think that was my husband yelling in the back.
Yes.
Really exciting when it all starts to fall apart. Well, so one of the really great ways to make this an even better event is to do what you're doing with the Winter Wonderland and to have your event coincide, and now they're nested in, you know, the same event at the same time, that really builds a great day where families can make a schedule. You know, maybe they want to come at 2 o'clock and see the Luthers and Settlement live carve and see the next one. And then they can hit the, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Claus and hear music at 4 o'clock. And it's really nice to have some extra fun things to keep the kids entertained and active, and plenty of time for them to stop and have cookies and hot chocolate whenever they need it to, you know, get toasty. But one of the only good things that did come out of the pandemic is that we've been doing this event for a long time, and not everybody was really excited about being outside. I think we've all bought a lot of long underwear in the last year and a half or so. So everybody will be dressed well. We're used to being outdoors more, and it's really great to get outside for a few hours in the middle of winter. It is like, you know, as it's a health benefit. It's just a mental health benefit.
That's definitely it.
Yeah, we all have the clothes for it now. So I think to be outside for a few hours is nothing.
That doesn't mean that you won't hear me complain for 6 hours, but I'll be smiling while I do it. So, Kay, if you two can talk a little bit about the Winter Wonderland and what people will see there besides human sacrifice, live burning. I kid.
Oh,
it's a bonfire. It's a bonfire. By the way, and we have law enforcement present.
Yes,
so
we do.
All precautions will be taken.
Yes, we do. So we teased it a little bit, but we will be taking over the outdoor stage at the Fillmore, and we will be having a wonderful ice bonfire, which is a great spectacle. It also keeps you a little warm, which will be very helpful because this will run from 4 to 7. But in addition to that, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be out there.
Yes.
You'll have an opportunity to bring your kids and get your picture. We'll be able to post them online a couple of days after the event. And there's also going to be a bunch of community groups around to give out little treats and gifts for the kids, as well as, you know, some beverages for the adults and kids alike. I heard that the famous hot chocolate from last year is coming back.
It is coming back.
Which I probably had like 8 cups of. It was so good. Probably the best hot chocolate I've ever had.
That's a bold statement.
Well, it's nothing like that powdered stuff. You know what I mean?
I don't drink it.
What?
I don't drink. You don't want to get into my Michigas. Trust me. My habits. Have you ever seen me drink coffee or anything hot? Never.
Oh my God.
But it doesn't matter because I want it's more for others to enjoy.
That's fine. You'll just be competing with me for the hot chocolate because I will be in line every five
That's
minutes.
Fine by that. I'll be in costume somewhere else in the facility.
Absolutely. But we'll also have some great performances. We'll be kicking the day off with St. Laurentius's choir.
Awesome.
Giving a nice 20-minute performance with all of their students, so that'll be really exciting. And then New Groove Studio, which is a local music education program that works with play arts as well as out of some local schools, they will be having their winter recital of sorts. So their students as well as their instructors will be coming out and performing the winter classics, and that'll be all types of genres. Ages from middle school on up.
That's awesome.
And their instructors are professional musicians here in the Philadelphia area. Everything from folk musicians, opera singers, keyboardists.
So we're going to get a whole array.
It's going to be great. I'm pumped about that.
That was a good get.
Yeah.
That was a good get. That's going to make for a very entertaining day.
Definitely.
While you're loaded up with chocolate.
And then
so you'll be amped up on sugar.
We'll round it out, of course, with our favorite DJ, DJ Nate G's.
Love Nate.
Spinning the holiday favorites to close out the night.
I have a request.
Oh, of course you do.
I have a request.
Yes.
Can DJ Nate maybe sing like a Christmas classic?
You he want has, he Nate
a,
to sing.
He has a unique delivery, Nate.
You want Nate to sing?
Yes, I
you
do.
You realize that he's a DJ for a reason?
But trust me, it's enjoyable. Trust me.
Well, that might be a good way to close the night down.
I thought it was going to be me, but I'll defer to Nate.
Maybe you and Nate can do a duet.
Oh, that'd be awesome. We'll do there a little drummer boy.
Oh, that would be perfect.
He can be Bing.
Ooh.
This
oh,
is going to be awesome.
So you definitely don't want to miss the closing of the event now.
Yeah, but also you're going to see, of course, we're lucky to have, you know, you know, if Fishtown Neighbors will be there giving out treats, St. Laurentius, Rivers Casino, who provides the hot chocolate, amongst other things, the 26th Police District in PDAC, and of course, everyone's favorite angry elf, Sergeant John Massey. He will be there.
Will he?
He will, of course. I'm making him be there.
I heard a rumor that, you know, he might not.
I'm going to make him because he's the only one that fits the costume.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
I'm planning on dressing up as a Christmas tree again. So, Renee, you're going to love seeing that.
Awesome.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Yes. It really brings... So, it's exciting.
And there's tons of awesome Christmas decorations and the inflatables provided by the Fillmore.
Thank you, Matt.
They have... Like I said, last year we shut down all of Allen Street and we had inflatables everywhere. So I can only imagine what it's going to look like in the outdoor stage area.
So in 20 seconds, because where does the time go?
Oh, my gosh.
Renee, we love you. We thank you. We can't wait for the 11th. If people want to reach out to you for your brand of genius, where can they find you?
Oh, they can just email me at Renee, R-E-N-E-E, at businesscorridorsolutions.com, or just at my name, R-E-N-E-E-G-I-L-I-N-G-E-R at gmail.com. And I'll be happy to chat. But most importantly, they should go to fishtowndistrict.com and learn more about the fun ice sculpture event on December 11th.
She's such a pro.
It's almost like I trained her.
You're the best, Renee. Thanks so much. We appreciate you. We love you. Okay.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed this, and I'll see you all really soon.
We'll see you next week. And, Kay, thanks as always. Sugar Bear, you nailed it. Go Donnie Baseball. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.